from the outdoors. Award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com. RTP Outdoors, home of Genesis No-Till Drill, Hunting Blinds, and UTVs. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray Eye.
Good morning, everyone. Ready or not, here we come. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, it's time to make the donuts. Welcome to our campfire on this beautiful March 9th, 2019. This is, in fact, your handsome but humble host, Ray Eye, coming to you from a bunker deep within the Missouri Ozarks in an undisclosed location. We're broadcasting outdoor news, hunting, fishing, shooting, camping, and information out to the masses. Yes, indeed. Hey, before we get started, I want to let you know the March-April issue of Outdoor Guide magazine is out, and it has some trout fishing on that, on the cover. Imagine that. And it's available to about 80 locations. Just go to outdoorguidemagazine.com and check out those locations and pick you up a copy. Back in the big city, in the Mossberg Indian Creek Studio Bunker, is Matty G, Vogler Vogler, and Kevy Kev. Hey, good morning, Vogler.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to keep my head down. A lot of people have been shooting at me here lately.
Just take care. Watch for the rain coming in today.
Yeah, we got some stuff coming in. Sorry I didn't get to see you guys this morning, but it's good to talk to you all and talk to our great, great, great masses of listeners that are someplace, many of them in their underwear in their basement, hiding from their wives, listening to this show. So, you know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's on the show. Turkey season is opening all across America, so we're kind of kicking off our turkey hunting shows this morning. We got a lot of turkey hunting stuff we're going to be covering. First, we're going to go out and grab 5 pounds of possum, Ralphie Dern.
Woo-hoo.
He has an announcement of a turkey calling contest today. And then we got a great segment. It's a Hawaiian turkey hunt show segment. It's we're going to run out to Hawaii for my great friend and my turkey hunting brother, John Sabati, for a Hawaiian turkey hunting report and a special turkey hunting segment where we're going to take you listeners right out to an Hawaiian roost. How about that?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. And then our story time this week, we're going to go back. I just did a story in Drury's DeerCast. Our great friend Tiny Tim is working over there at Drury Outdoors and doing the DeerCast, and I put in a story about the gift, about a little boy's first turkey on his first turkey hunt. And that is going to be story time this week. It's called The Gift, and it's also with turkey hunting. Right, Vogler Vogler?
God, yeah. It's a good one. I like The Gift a whole bunch.
You have several things for us this morning.
Yes, U.S. Open Turkey Calling Championships at Mac Prairie Wings, Stuttgart, Arkansas. It's today it ends, and it started on Thursday, and they had Friction Call, the State Open, and Friday Junior Interstate, and Saturday U.S. Open Friction Finals and U.S. Open Team Challenge, U.S. Open Finals. And next we have St. Louis Lake Fishing Hotspot Program that was rescheduled from February. It is March 22nd at Powder Valley. And the St. Louis Lake Fishing Hotspots Program is going to show you about 1,200 spots that are available to fish within an hour of the arch.
Okay.
And that's going to be Friday, March 22nd at Powder Valley. Trout opener, March 1st, was met with huge crowds. Four trout parks feature high-quality trout fishing, cold water streams in Missouri, and supported on-site trout hatcheries. Merrimack Spring, Bennett Spring State Park, Montauk State Park, and Roaring River State Park are stocked daily from March 1st to October 31st. And with that,
awesome.
On the trout opener, there's the Master of Montauk. A Houston man participates in the 50th consecutive trout fishing opening day. Every year, regardless of the weather, hundreds of people of all ages flock to Montauk State Park in southwest Dent County on March 1st to take and participate in the opening day of trout fishing. And this man, Steve Williams from Houston, has been doing it for 50 years solid.
Wow.
That's a cool stat. I like that one a whole bunch.
Yeah, that is. He's kind of like me. He's going to be he's telling his age, you know. With we're going to, you know, Vogler, we will follow up in, on following shows about the trout fishing, get a few trout folks on and talk about those things. We're not just going to do turkey, but we are going to do a lot of turkey. And it's very interesting to me how turkey hunting has changed and equipment and all that stuff through the years. You know, turkey hunting is, you know, it's coming on all across America. We're going into spring, and, man, just look at Facebook. My goodness. But what a different world turkey hunting is today. Unlimited information. There's 10,000 videos available. Electronic media, Facebook is full of turkey hunting info and photos. But, you know, back in my day, and I say that, you know, my turkey camps were in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s. You couldn't even hardly find a magazine article about turkey hunting. And when you found somebody to kill a turkey, they wouldn't tell you. Everything was a big secret. But the thing that bothers me most, and we've talked on this show about this before, is all the infighting between hunters, fighting and arguing about guns, loads, decoys, blinds, public hunting land versus, you know, private land, what kind of a gun you shoot, crossbows, and it gets heated. And, you know, there's no reason for any of this. We got enough people trying to stop hunting without us infighting. But I wanted to cover a little bit of this morning. Back in my day in those 1960 turkey camps and 70 turkey camps and even the media camps I started back in the early 80s, nothing like today. Those camps weren't about who shoots further, who hunts best, who, you know, number of kills, who's the best caller. It was about family and friends and sharing the outdoors together and making memories. It needs to go back to that. And here's what I wanted to tell and talk about telling my age, Vogler. When I was turkey hunting back in the day, there were no camouflage companies. They didn't exist. There were no turkey vests. There wasn't anything, wasn't even invented a turkey gun, a turkey choke. There was no such thing as turkey hunting ammo. I could imagine today, if you told my grandpa they made shells just for turkey hunting and it was a turkey gun and you put a choke in it, he wouldn't believe it. He would just be astonished by that. And you know what? We didn't have any turkey blinds. We didn't have any decoys. There was no such thing. And there was very small choice on store-bought mouth turkey calls. Most people made their own or called with their voice. Back in the day on the turkey calling contest, I'll talk about it later when we get in the contest, most people called with their voice back then. And if you could go to Sears and Roebuck, and they would have Penn's Woods turkey calls, and then the small stores and small towns and communities would have. But you know what else we didn't have? We didn't have video cameras. We didn't have trail cameras. We didn't have ATVs. We had no access to about turkey hunting. I hunted in here's a typical morning for me to go turkey hunting when I was a kid, and a teenager. Bib overalls, three shells, my dad's or my grandpa's shotgun, grandma's jelly biscuit in my pocket, and one call if I even carried one. Most of the time, I called my turkeys with a voice. We didn't have all this stuff. And you know what? We killed turkeys. I don't know what the argument is, and it was great times and great memories. I was just working on a project, and I have a topo map that I'm doing with this project, and I'm marking my early day turkey kills on Johnson Mountain, and brought this up and got to thinking about this, and I'm like, wow, what a different world from those old camps. And these are just the turkeys that I shot, not from the people I guided. And it was real interesting when I started reminiscing and digging in and thinking back to those days when we hunted. What great times, what great memories, what great hunts. And we didn't have any of this stuff. So all this stuff these guys are fighting over, it's not, you know, I'm not going to tell the hunting industry it's not important, you know. Whatever helps you, I'm not going to complain about who uses what. And if you hunt out of a blind, great. You use decoys right. If you want to shoot 60 yards, that's your prerogative. I'm not going to say that's wrong, but I'm just saying, come on, boys and girls. That's not what turkey hunting's all about. It's so different. It's just it's unbelievable some of the stuff that I hear these young guys today. And I know all the old guys, all generations always talk about the young guys. But, you know, hey, that's the way it is. But we killed a lot of turkeys back in those days and had some great camps and great memories. And no one was fighting about who could do what or what was better and all those sort of things. So sometimes I do believe that some of our hunters get too carried away with equipment, got to have all the latest stuff to shoot a turkey, and it's just, that's just not what it's about. Does that make any sense to you, Vogelbogger?
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking of that one phone call we got, you got one Saturday morning before we're about to go on the air. One of the people had been in your turkey camp and just had so much fun. Everybody took turkeys. Just, they were calling from Texas, and this woman saying, "Uncle Ray, please save us." It's that guy made him sit through classes on this new equipment, and you just give them the tape of what the equipment's about, and you took them out and had them use it. And that's the fun stuff. I mean, if somebody comes out of a Ray Eye camp and they cannot laugh, they need to have something examined.
Yeah, well, the one good thing about today's access to so much information and all the video cameras, and it amazes me. I'm looking at Facebook now and some of these other mediums, and I'm seeing all these trail cams they use for deer. They're using for turkeys now, and what is accomplished with that? For years, I was told I was crazy, I was lying, was making up. When I was teaching about seeing gobblers strut in the fall and gobblers strutting in February, and turkeys doing this and that, people shake their head, laugh at me. They didn't believe me. And I battled that for years, and now it's everywhere on video. They're capturing these things I talked about for years, so now I don't look so stupid, and I'm not lying. They see it for themselves. I thought that was really interesting. There's trail cam pictures on Facebook this morning showing turkeys strutting in February in the snow and turkeys flying off the roost. There's so much access, so much information. You just go to Google or Bing or something and put in turkey hunting. Oh my, thousands and thousands. Unbelievable. It's a whole different world, brother. Whole different world.
It's so much fun. All I ask people to do is listen to what you're saying and give it a try. Enjoy yourself. It's not supposed to be stressful. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Hey, would you ever believe that DVDs would be outdated and people don't buy them anymore? It's unbelievable.
Lord. Hey,
I'm still thinking cassette tapes.
Maddie's all right, making
why don't you faces take us into commercial,
at us.
Take us into commercial break, brother.
This is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're going to be right back.